Ray Foley. Today FM.
Some rain in the east and south. The sun is also to come back later. Highs of 18 to 23 degrees. Today FM news. More at 3.
Oh, I'm so warm. She's been so warm. It's cloudy, like, but it's warm. That's so overcast and muggy and so heavy.
Keep your arms down, will you?
Oh, she's so bad. It's so warm. I'm sweating.
Olé, 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 olé.
Come on, everybody.
Olé, olé,
olé.
Hot, hot, hot.
I'm feeling hot, I'm not going to lie.
Feeling hot, hot, hot.
And I wore, instead of wearing the cargo shorts like I was wearing yesterday, I was feeling very self-conscious in my cargo shorts and work. This is not very appropriate, really, is it, Ben, to be wearing your shorts to work?
I don't really do it. Now, there's a few people in the office who do it, and they're kind of used to do it. I'd say if I did it, it'd just look weird.
Yeah, there are people, hail, rain, or shine. There's one person in particular, no names being mentioned.
Call Minogue.
No, I was thinking more Dave, actually. But hail, rain, or shine, they wear shorts, like, all year round.
Yeah.
And I suppose those people you're kind of accustomed to, even though you're silently judging them. Now I'm openly judging them on the air, but silently judging them is like, you don't wear shorts and work. I'm crying out loud. So yesterday I wore the shorts to work, didn't feel comfortable, so decided to change it up and wear the jeans. And I'm not lying.
Olé, olé.
I'm sweating.
Olé,
I am in bits.
Olé, olé.
And there isn't even any sunshine to enjoy the heat with.
No.
It's ridiculous.
Very, very cloudy out there right now.
Anyway, if you're enjoying the heat this afternoon, drop us a text or a WhatsApp. It's as hot as dot dot dot. 0874 100 102.
Today FM.
Jack Jones and Emelike. Where'd you go? This is Today FM. Play the music you love. Right, good afternoon. Ray Foley's my name. Yeah, where did you go? Turns out everyone's gone now. It's just me on my own. And of course you, our beloved dear listeners. Actually, I'll try and call JP. Let's see, just for a bit of company. And see if I can get him on the radio. It's ringing.
Hello?
Hello, JP?
Hi, yes, who's calling?
It's Ray. I'm afraid you're going to have to sound sicker. I need you to sound more COVID than that for the purpose.
Oh, 1 second. Hold the line for me.
Thank you. Just for the purpose of the call. Oh, there it is. Wow, that's really COVID-y.
How's that?
That sounds very convincing.
Good.
Go on. Are you genuinely sick, like? How are your symptoms?
No, I'm pulling your leg. I'm having you on.
I know you have it. I've seen your screen grab of the COVID test. I know have. But how sick are you, like?
Well, I've got tingles, right? You know.
You've got shingles?
No, not shingles. And I don't have singles. I don't have easy singles before you ask, right? No, I have tingles. Tingles.
He's tingles and he's ready to mingle.
I've got chills, Ray, and they're multiplying.
Right.
So that's about the extent of it, to be honest.
So here's the crack, right?
Right.
Last week, Orla Ormond went on holidays to Canada. So she's gone. Then JP got the COVID. So he's gone. Yesterday, Aisling Bonner was filling in for JP, but she's gone off. She's going cover on Spin 1038 FM, right? So she's gone off to do that this afternoon. I think she's gone for the rest of the week. Or certainly gone tomorrow anyway as well. So now I'm on my own. And I suppose I'm ringing you, JP, to ask you. I suppose I was asking the same thing of Pamela Joyce earlier on. What do normal radio presenters do? Rather than this exposure that I'm suffering of, like, now that he's on his own, he's everyone's been on to him now. Now you can really see how poor he is at the old radio game.
Have you heard of songs, Ray?
Yeah, Pamela said that. Yeah, stick on some songs.
That's the easy solution, Ray. You gotta go. You hit him with the songs, hit him with the texts, the occasional shout out, a bit of good.
Is that it then?
Well, you sprinkle in some news, usually at the top of the hour, and then if you want to space things out, a few ad breaks will set you right.
Money for old rope, isn't it? Isn't it, though, really, when you think about it?
When you think about it, yeah. It really is, yeah. Well, I'm on the pup.
You're on the puck, is it?
I'm on the puck, the pap, the pip, whatever it is.
The pup. You're winning with you. At all.
I'm coining it over here.
I'd like to tell the audience as well about your working from home situation, which has caused us unimaginable stress for the last six hours or so. JP, dear listeners, doesn't have a radio, okay?
Correct.
He doesn't have a radio, so he can't listen to the radio and work from home. So I had to get...
Radio, if I can just cut across, radio's a dead medium, as we all know. Radio, that's the past. So why is this thing from the 50s, right?
I had to go and get JP a radio, first of all, right?
Mm.
Second, JP needs to be checking your text messages and checking your WhatsApps and updating on the cash machine and all that business, right? So he needs the internet.
The what?
JP doesn't have the internet.
Well, hang on. I have the internet, but I just have a bad... I'm basically one step removed from dial-up.
JP has... The way he gets internet in his house, he connects his phone, literally connects his phone to the WhatsApp or to the laptop, and that's how he gets internet.
I'm holding out for 5G. Once the advent of 5G comes in...
5G has arrived! I have 5G! We all have 5G!
I know, Ray, but the key point here is... I have an iPhone 8.
You don't have it.
And it's not...
Then I said to him, can you not listen to the radio like on your telly through the Virgin box or through your Sky box?
Yeah.
No word of a lie, he said this, I don't have a telly.
I'm basically Amish, right?
It's ridiculous. He's Amish. Yeah. It's ridiculous. So we needed to sort all that out this morning. Absolutely. Anyway, JP's... working from home, and he's going to be on. He's going to be checking your texts and your WhatsApps. 0874 100 102.
1 second, right? 1 second.
Yeah. Yeah, he's got a cough. Yeah, we're all buying it. We're buying that hook, line, and wink, wink, JP.
Yeah.
Actually, given that you're not here, I just wanted to clarify one thing with you because it's all over the news at the moment, and you've been working it off the ball for the last number of years. Yeah.
Mm.
Why do they call them the Merry All Blacks? What's so merry about them?
The Merry All Blacks.
The Merry All Blacks. Like, are they just like jolly?
I have never heard that phrase in my life.
Are they dressed in red and white suits? Are they Christmas themed All Blacks?
I'll tell you one thing, Ray. I'll tell you one thing. They're not too merry now after losing last weekend.
Oh, sports chat. Right, go on. Talk to you later.
Good luck, buddy.
Adios.
Love you. Bye.
Cheryl Cole, Today FM. Cheryl Cole, fight for this love. Do you know what? If it's worth having, it's worth fighting for. This is Today FM. Good afternoon, we play the music you love. I'm Ray Foley. Let's do a roll call. Ray on show. JP. Oslaher. Orla Ormond. Nothing. Anyone else? Anyone else? Ray on show. Me and my sweaty shins are on show today from Michael in Dublin. All right, Michael. I've got sweaty shins myself. That's the old issue with the old... Here's another one for you, actually. What about these kids, these young men? The cool young kids, the cool cats, with the trousers that are like that touch their legs, not like me and my generation with the old bootcut jeans or just regular jeans that don't touch your legs. But you know the way all the young fellas these days, they have the jeans that are like sucking their legs, just like they're like tights. How are you coping today, lads? Because it's absolutely roasting. Ray, it's as hot as Louis Walsh's new boy band. 7 featuring Ray Foley. That's so hot off the press, not even Louis Walsh knows it yet, from Shane. Shane, good contribution and I appreciate that. Yeah, myself and Pamela Joyce talking earlier on about Louis Walsh's new boy band. They don't have a name yet, and there's talk of me joining the band, the tender age of 41. I think I can bring some gravitas, some maturity, much needed maturity to the image of the band. At the very least, someone will be there to keep an eye on them during their hard party. It's as hot as Ray Darcy's porridge on a December morning, says Alan. Well, he does like it piping hot in December. What does Ray have during the summer then? Probably a salad or something, or quinoa, beetroot, or maybe those overnight oats, cold porridge. Cheers, Alan. I'm sure some of you remember what his regime entailed before he hops on the bike in the morning. Ray, you'd want to try working in a refrigerated van, but your cab has no aircon. Sweating, from Deborah. Deborah, you're working in the van, or in a cab with no air conditioning, but it's cold in the back. Cold in the back and hot, hot, hot in the front. It's pretty much how I'm feeling myself at the moment. On show, Ray, I'm here for the dog puppy food GoFundMe details. Hashtag so important, from Kayla. Foley, try wearing steel toe boots and Snickers trousers. By the way, I don't need any of you drawing comparisons between my cushy life here in a freezing cold air conditioned studio and still roasting, I'll note. I have a sweat rash worse than any third degree sunburn from Carl. Carl, I warned you last week. You got to slather on that body glide. Ray, the jeans, it's an anti-chafing, for those of you with dirty minds, anti-chafing lotion. Ray, the jeans and heat combo will give you hives from Liam. Cheers, Liam. I'm already allergic. And at your advancing years, Ray, you'll be the Mikey Graham of the band from Sarah. Sarah Douglas or Sarah in Douglas. Either way, I'll take that, Sarah, as the ultimate compliment. I would be honoured to be the Mikey Graham of the new boy band. All right, I'm riding solo this afternoon. This is Today FM. Can't feel my face. This is Today FM. We play the music you love. And good afternoon, Ray Foley. In and on with you. And texts and WhatsApps 0874100102. Hi, we are from Germany. Guten Tag. We're exploring Ireland by car and listening to your radio station. So nice! Exclamation mark. Thank you! Exclamation mark. From Melanie and Sila or Sila. Guten Tag, Germans, the Deutsch fans. Gehen Sie geradeaus von Bahnhof. Ich heiße Ray und ich wohne in Dublin. Too much a bit there for the Germans visiting. Good to have you. That's about the extent of it now, lads. I can't go much further. Anything else? We'll have to go through Google Translate. It's as hot as ... 0874 100 102. It's as hot as a bag of. It's as hot as a bag of hot lips. In sunny Ackle, sweating here, from Lally and Ian. Guys, good to have you. It's as hot as... Is it possible to... I can't say what it's actually as hot as without breaking the broadcasting rules of not swearing on the radio. You know what I'm talking about. Hi, Ray, it's the Maori All Blacks from Niamh. The Maori All Blacks? Is it not the Maori All Blacks from Emer texting? Hey, will you tell Ray it's the Maori All Blacks? Try it with a New Zealand accent. Ray knows this, right? He's just taking the pee. No, really, I had no idea, actually. Yes, I do, of course. I'd much prefer my interpretation of it, though, right? You've got a bunch of lads from New Zealand coming over, and instead of wearing the all-black jersey, they're wearing, the Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas Is You, the little red and white skirts. And that would be much more entertaining. Unless, of course, you're into rugby, in which case we'll agree to disagree. Dario G, this is Sunshine, playing the music you love on Today FM. You should go and love yourself. Justin Bieber and Love Yourself. This is Today FM, playing the music you love, Ireland. Good afternoon. Weird how everyone around... Texts, by the way, 0874 100 102. Weird how everyone around you seems to have a reason to leave, Ray. I wonder, is that something we can unpack in our next session? This is my therapist on text. Disclaimer, I'm not a qualified therapist, from Alan. As far as I know, Alan, my therapist is a qualified therapist. Although, who among us have ever checked? Do you ever check? Do you ever say to them, here, show us the piece of paper? I've been to a number. I've never ever gone, hey, I need to see your qualifications before we start chatting. Confidential. Yeah, Alan, do you know what? Give me some time to interrogate that myself. Because there's certainly something of a theme developing when you consider that absolutely everyone around me has chosen to get COVID or chosen to go on holidays rather than spend any time in this sealed room with me for the 2.5 hours of the broadcast. Ray, I also thought it was the Merry All Blacks. Yeah, this is the Merry All Blacks in sport. I also thought it was the Merry All Blacks, as in Robin Hood, though. Love the show. Hey, from Maria. Maria, thank you very much indeed. I never considered that. Robin Hood and his band of merry men. So the All Blacks would have been merry in that sense. No, I was saying more so, it'd be more Christmas or a festive sort of thing. Mariah Carey, they'd be merry because they'd be wearing the Mariah Carey Christmas skirts. No, it's far too early for that. No.
Ray Foley.
I don't want to get in trouble if I play
with Supermax and Super Subs. Delicious subs, soups and salads. Always fresh,
July, always tasty. July. Will you give over? It's July. JLS, next.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. On The Last
Word. I'm begging, JLS and Beat Again. This is Today FM. We play the music you love. Ireland, good afternoon. How are you? Text and WhatsApp this afternoon, 0874 100102. Put a little snippet, just a little taster for the day that's in it, with Mariah Carey. She's plinking her plonkins and dinging her dongins. And on her xylophone over there. Is the perfect day for a bit of Mariah, isn't it though? Come on, lads. 0874 100 102. Phil's over there, right, Phil?
Jesus, Foley, you're just about to lose one, at least one loyal listener there. Mariah Carey. Thank God you caught that
one. There you go, Phil. For every person that's saying, you can't do it, you'd get a dozen other people going, go on, stick it on there, it'd be a good laugh. Someone texted, actually. Who was it? Orla. Oh, yeah, Orla Fitz texted. Ray, you've already played your first Christmas song in your previous DJ role. Don't get ahead of yourself, from Orla. It is jogging the memories there. I think I did play, like, in January, played the first Christmas song. Just to get it out of the way, you know yourself. Well, Phil, if you don't like the begin and the dings, then you definitely won't like this. Sorry about it. Rather, you definitely won't like this. I'll leave it at that. By the way, I'm not playing this, okay?
Ray Foley.
I'm actually not.
With Supermax and the Plaza Group. Now open at the N17 Plaza in Tuam.
All right, €11,632.12 is your total on the cash machine. 11,632.12. Making that phone call in a few minutes right
here.
The
definition of starvation is the state of suffering and death.
Some rain clearing this afternoon. The sun is to come back, but I don't see it yet. Highs of 18 to 23 degrees. I'm looking out the window. More at 4. Steve, I don't know what Steve was doing here, but he's messing with his chair, distracting me.
Steven.
I'll have more at 4.
Yeah, I watch a lot of telly, actually. I've just been drawing up my list of my concurrent or consecutive TV. Concurrent is all at the same time, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So I've got 2 episodes left of The Offer. This is the story of the producer of the production of The Godfather, the original Godfather, and it's like the Mafia and the Paramount Pictures and all that. It's a fascinating story and it's very good. That's The Offer. Just finished The Boys, which the last episode was on Friday of the last series.
Where do you find the time for all these TV shows?
Every night, every single night. This is what we do. We go from show to show to show. And then there's a documentary.
And does your wife watch The Boys?
No, she doesn't, no. No, she goes to bed then. She says, I'm going to bed. I'm not going to watch this. There's too much gory violence.
Okay.
And then there's a Trump documentary on at the moment, a 3-parter called Unprecedented. Have you heard of that?
I have, yeah.
That's supposed to be very good.
Yeah.
I watched the first or most of the first episode of that last night. There's The Old Man with Jeff Bridges, which is very good. Stick with it. It's very good. The Bear is fantastic. It's incredible drama. Half-hour episodes. The Bear, it's called. Brilliant. Highly recommend. There was your man in the promo for The Last Word I heard a few minutes ago. Talking about Better Call Saul, the last episode, the last series of that. It's supposed to be fantastic. Haven't touched that yet at all. And then there's the shows then that you'd watch all the time. Like, they're on every... Like, so John Oliver you'd watch every week.
Yeah.
Gogglebox you'd watch every week.
Yeah.
Have I Got News For You you'd watch every week. The Circus isn't on at the moment, but it's usually on. It's about American politics. Fascinating, amazing. Worth the watch.
Like the amount of time... I've been...
I spend all my time avoiding my family, so this is what I do instead.
I barely get time to watch the news at night.
You should give that a go. Apparently that's quite hot. A lot of people talk about that. But then again, if you've got an hour, instead of the hour you'd watch Love Island, you've got time to watch all of these other shows. Anytime I've ever watched Love Island, I'm like, it's gotten 20 minutes in, I'm like, is this still going?
Yeah, but you need to invest like 3 weeks in to get anything back.
3 weeks? Yeah. An hour a night? Yeah. I don't have that kind of time. I've got too much other television to be watching.
It's actually only about 35, 40 minutes of television.
When you take the ads out, I suppose, yeah. And then there's Bluey. I was recommended with the kids as well, which is an amazing kids TV show. Bluey, animated. Give it a go. It's on Disney Plus.
Should get you on the TV slot on The Last Word.
I don't have the time. I'm watching too much television.
Ray Foley.
That is The Artful Dodger, Moving Too Fast. You're on Today FM. We play the music you love, Brian, and good afternoon. I'm Ray Foley. Taylor Swift before that and Bad Blood. And Ben was telling us as well about young people feeling empty when their favourite TV show ends. This is specific to 18 to 25-year-olds, although I can imagine most of the rest of us probably feel the same. Like when there's a TV show that you really love, or show you've been all about, or a show that you've invested hours and hours in, that when the show ends, you get very upset. Although in fairness, apart from Love Island, what shows are 18 to 25-year-olds into? Because I can't imagine them being into anything other than Love Island and then being upset once Love Island ends. Well, are you 18 to 25? What are you into? I remember the Big Brother thing. This is the other end of it, though. It's not when it ends, it's when it starts and the theme tune comes on. Remember the feeling you'd get when the theme tune comes on of your favourite show? Oh, I felt so... It's on! It's coming on! That's all they'd show. No, it's just a few seconds, really, of the theme tune of the Big Brother. Day 48. Big Brother house. And you'd be obsessed with it, like. Although, I think I would be into Big Brother, or rather into Love Island. I just never hopped on board the train. And there's talk of Big Brother coming back, by the way. It's Harry Styles. On today, FM. Gravity's holding me back. Tuesday, shall you? Put your plate into music you love, Ireland. Good afternoon. And the TV you love. Yeah, I listed off. Well, it's becoming pretty apparent. I'm spending too much time watching television and not enough quality time with the other humans in my life. But you know what? It's working for me, and that's all that matters. Watching the... I talk about your favourite TV shows and TV shows ending and that sense of isolation and loss that you feel once your favourite TV show's over. Watching The Umbrella Academy from Tara, it's 85% on Rotten Tomatoes. Yeah, it's on Netflix, isn't it? The Umbrella Academy, kind of a sci-fi type thing? About these kids, like seven or eight, is it seven of them? With special powers. Do you know, I watched a bit of it, but I read the comic originally. And I think, correct me if I'm wrong, was that written by one of the lads from My Chemical Romance, the band? It's good. The comic is good. I can recommend that anyway. But I haven't stuck with the TV show. Sure, I've got too much else to be watching. No, I would have had the time. Ray, when Morse ended, our house went into a period of mourning. Morse. Rosemary and Time just weren't the equal of the Great Inspector when it came to crime solving. Love the show. Hey, from Sheila. Cheers, Sheila. Yeah, I suppose there's Poirot as well in there when you like a bit of... Haven't they, Kenneth Branagh's done Poirot? Or a couple of the Poirot stories have been adapted into movies, and Kenneth Branagh has taken on the role. I haven't watched either of them either, in fairness. Ray, I'm 33, and Stranger Things season 4 ending made me feel empty. I suppose we all feel it when a favourite show ends, but a new one coming soon makes that feel slightly less sad. Better Call Saul is back on Netflix today from Emer. Emer, I watched the first series of Stranger Things, and it just didn't stick, I'm afraid. Like I say, watching too many things. And I know, for those of you that are big Love Island fans, I'm not sniffy about it at all. I just never got into it. Like that, just some things I get into, some things I don't get into. It's not that I know loads of people are snobby about Love Island. I'm not at all. Like, as I say, I was a huge Big Brother fan. So, and Love Island would be right. Given that I loved Big Brother so much, I would totally go for Love Island. But I just never did. It's not that I'm sniffy or snobby about it. You do you, babes. You watch what you watch. And there's talk of Big Brother coming back. There's been a talk about this for a while. Isn't it ITV2? Love Island is on. So there's talk of Big Brother UK coming back and going on to ITV or ITV2 specifically. Wouldn't it be amazing if they got Davina McCall back on it as well? And then the old theme. And the same fella doing the voiceover. 48. I always do 48. 48 in the Big Brother house. Yes, the highly anticipated reboot, it says here, is reportedly drawing closer. Bosses in ITV are in advanced talks to bring the iconic series back to the screen. It was Emma Willis and Rylan have previously presented on it. And there's talk that Davina McCall could come back to helm the programme, as she did on Channel 4 from 2000 to 2010. Remember the big mother? She was pregnant. She wore a Big Mother t-shirt. Oh, bring back Davina.
Ray Foley.
That would be amazing. Mark Morrison. Second cousin. Play the music you love. Return of the Mac there from Mark Morrison. Indeed, it returned several years ago now. A couple of decades, I'd say. But he was counting. Hi, good afternoon. I'm Ray Foley. And who was messaging me last night on my Insta? This is Catherine. She said, I never... Oh, yes. This was the WhatsApp. I was saying yesterday, a great invention. Forget your announcements of your emojis or new sound effects or new tones, ringtones on your WhatsApp. This is what WhatsApp needs. It needs scheduling, or if you pronounce it alternatively, scheduling of your WhatsApp messages. So when you think of something, or you think of sending someone the message, you think, I sure they'll be in bed now, or they're not going to be awake until whatever time, or they're in work, they're not going to read their texts. Send it when they are reading the text. They'll be on the way home at that time. Yeah, sure, I'll schedule it to send at that time. Wouldn't that be amazing? You can do that on Telegram, which is a competitor of WhatsApp, and you can do it on Gmail. If you use Gmail, you can do that. You can schedule the send. Which, let me tell you, is a game changer, lads. So this is Catherine. She says, I never thought about the scheduled WhatsApps before, but I'm awake way too late. By the way, she sent this at 1 o'clock in the morning. I'm awake way too late. I just remembered it's my sister's wedding anniversary on the 12th. Technically, it's Tuesday the 12th now because it's 10 to 1 in the morning. But I can't send a message now because, yeah, I'll know I'll forget tomorrow. See, this is what I'm talking about. I just went, this is exactly what Ray's talking about. Oh, right, sorry, yeah, that's exactly what I'm talking about. Wouldn't it be handy, though, for that kind of thing? You're like, oh, or it's such and such's birthday in 2 days. I'll schedule the send. It'd be perfect. Why don't they do that? Do you know another amazing invention I was sent earlier on today? This is a speaker, a Bluetooth speaker. Sorry, I wasn't sent it. I was advertised it in my targeted ads. Please hold. This is a Sony wireless handy TV speaker, right? And this is for people that are hard of hearing or they can't hear the telly that well. It's a Bluetooth speaker, right? That connects to your television and it sits on the arm of the armchair or on the nest of tables beside the couch or right next to you, next to your glass of vino. Or is that just me? The glass of vino, the remote control, and maybe a packet of biscuits. And it's a speaker just big enough to sit there next to you and you can turn it up and down as it suits yourself rather than having to turn up the telly or turn up the volume in the whole room or say, shut up, will you? To the rest of your family. You just connect it to the Bluetooth on the telly, then the sound comes from the telly through to the speaker. The speaker's right next to you. You can crank that volume up all you like. Or just do what I like. Shout at the family and turn on the subtitles on Netflix.
Ray Foley.
Shut up, I'm reading me telly.
With Supermax and the Plaza Group.
Tavin Harris and Dua Lipa. Sprinkling. Oh my God. It's an awful mess. Fighting that. Ray, give us that speaker.
Sprinkle with a little bit.
Well, it's the Bluetooth, the television Bluetooth speaker I was telling you about, Jen. Ray, give us that speaker. We live next door to my father-in-law. Holy Jesus, I can hear everything he's watching. He's a night owl too, so when we're all in bed, unreal noise levels. He won't admit he's losing his hearing. He says he's small canals. Small canals. She's like, I've got small canals. That's, you know what, my problem is small canals. He's 80. This is ideal. Love the show. Hey, Fergus, sleepless and crumnal. Crumlin. Cheers, Fergus. This is, it actually looks kind of cool. I'm just looking at it. I've been looking at the, it's a Sony wireless handy TV speaker if you're Googling for it, Fergus. It's the SRS LSR 200. Not that you need all those details, but also it has buttons, like number buttons on it. So I think maybe you can connect it to your phone, maybe to dial or use it to change the channel on the telly because it has up and down volume, up down channel things on it as well. So you can use it also as a remote control. Kind of cool, right?
Ray Foley.
Yeah, really cool.
With Supermax and Super Subs. Delicious subs, soups and salads. Always fresh, always tasty.
And Katy Perry next. Okay.
All right.
Liz, all about to have time here on Today FM. We play the music you love. Katy Perry and California Girls was before that. This is Today
FM. About damn time.
Obligatory play of the Swedish Chef then.
It's about damn time.
Really, really, we're the giddy, the witty bitty, better word, the bark, bark, bark. Fully for sure, the walk a bit more, but listen, wish you really did the bark, bark, bark. We're the kiddy boar, itty bitty boar, and get it, the bark, bark, bark.
Absolutely, very nice. Text and WhatsApps this afternoon, 0874-100-102. Hi, by the way, Ray Foley in on my own this afternoon. You know, I'm enjoying myself. Nice relaxed vibes, yeah? As opposed to the frantic freneticism that we would hear of a crew show on an afternoon here on Today FM. Lizzo and Latto are in a fight to the death for the Song of the Summer honours from Lena. Yeah, I suppose Lizzo could be the Song of the Summer, could it? About damn time. And that Latto song, in fairness, that's Mariah Carey. Don't be giving me that Latto nonsense. That's Mariah Carey through and through. Hi from Lanzarote, Ray. Time. Sounds funny. Time Irma Leighton Sierra. so we'll be Aslaher till Monday. Cheers from Evelyn and Kieran from Limerick. Time. P.S. We'll have to try and watch the All-Ireland final in the airport on Sunday. Guys, good luck with that. It depends on the... I think the airport in Lanzarote's all right, isn't it? Yeah, I'm sure you'd be all right to be able to check that out. Foley, where's JP? You sound like a real DJ when you're on your own. It's weird to hear. Just for the compliment, James? Yeah, JP's got the COVID. He was confirmed yesterday morning. He did a test. Although, in fairness, I've been waking up every morning thinking I've got it because my family had it. Well, two of my family had it last Monday morning. Then they had it all through the week. Then another one got it last, was it Wednesday or Thursday? So there's four of us in the family. Three of them had it. So I'm testing every day. I've been testing every day since. No sign of COVID. I'm ducking and diving. It just can't get me. Pew, pew, pew. I'm bulletproof when it comes to this thing. Of course, I had it in February, but that's besides the point. Not getting it this time around. Thank you very much. Then JP has it. Tested yesterday evening. Tested again this morning. Every day I wake up, I think I've got it. I have, just by existing, I wake up every morning with the symptoms of COVID. I'm in constant pain, racked with pain. Just that's by virtue of just an unhealthy lifestyle. I'm 17 stone. It's the middle of July. I get hay fever every year. Hay fever isn't, it's the antihistamines aren't touching whatever hay fever symptoms I've got. So I've got the runny nose and the cough and the sneezing because of that. And then, of course, there's the regular, the daily hangover. So you put the hay fever, the hangover, and being big in July together. I'm convinced every morning I wake up I've got it. Do the test, all clear. Come at me, COVID.
You can't touch me. Ridiculous.
But well wishes to JP. Get well soon, babes. Missing you. Here's Prince on Today FM. Something to Someone. Dermot Kennedy on Today FM. He's not coming back in again, is he? He's done. He's done with all the U's, so that's fine. Text and WhatsApps this afternoon, 0874 100102. Ray, thanks for keeping me sane. While I empty every press in the kitchen, our new kitchen is being installed next week, and I'm very excited. Do you know what? I love a new kitchen. Showing off. I'm Swamped. Love the show from Ali. Hey, cheers, Ali. And Ray, Ireland is as hot as Barcelona today. If we'd any sense, we'd all be taking a siesta. The traditional hours for that are 2 to 5pm. Just saying, from Bert. Bert, there's an opportunity there for us. The hours of the broadcast are perfect time for a little snoozy poos. The siesta with Ray Foley, where I just go to bed for the afternoon. One of them will be preferable to most of the guff that I put out on the FMs. Guys, there's so much we didn't get to do on today's show. Yeah, it's true. So much planned, but we just never got around to it. We didn't do Shane Mowry, where golfing hero Shane Lowry tells us why he loves the Mowry culture. We didn't get to do Return of the Mac Hansen, where Irish international rugby player Mac Hansen comes in and covers Mark Morrison's Return of the Mac. Now, I'd be interested in hearing that. Maybe we get to do it tomorrow. And we didn't get to do Gary Ringrose, where Irish international rugby player Gary Ringrose gives us his top five ring roads in Ireland. Number one on the list is the N40 in Cork, of course. He just loves how it eases congestion. Clearly JP wrote that line. The N40 in Cork does not ease congestion. Right, Matt's on the way next.
Ray Foley on Today FM.